Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. My name is Jeff Brandler. A few weeks ago, we talked about anger and talked about we were doing a two-part series. Today is part two. You will recall that we talked about anger as being a very typical, very normal feeling, 0 to 100, with different predictable stages and different ways that we can describe it. So let's continue that conversation. Sometimes anger is not anger at all. Sometimes people feel anger because it's their automatic feeling. It's easy. Here's an example. If you're driving on the highway, any place, some moron cuts you off, you start screaming and saying a few choice words about the person who cut you off. Your body, however, is telling you something different. Your heart might be racing, your breathing might be shallow, your body is tensed up. Your body is not saying that you're angry, your body is saying that you're scared. But what comes out of your mouth is anger. So that tells us that anger isn't always anger. In fact, for some people, in some situations, anger is what we call a defense mechanism. A defense mechanism, just to keep it simple, is a way that we use situations, thoughts, feelings, ideas that protect us from things that are painful. So in this case, my defense mechanism is my anger because the person's an idiot who cut me off. But my body is telling me that I'm scared. And fear in that situation is the real feeling, not anger. This happens frequently in my office. When people will come in and say, you know, I'm really angry about this. I'm really angry about that. I'm really angry about my boss. And I'm really angry about the fact that I might lose my job. And I'm really angry about this and that and the other thing. We go on this whole conversation about anger. Again, good, healthy, normal feeling. And with one simple question, we find out that maybe it's not anger at all. That question is simple. What other feelings might you have besides anger? Inevitably and predictably, the person's affect changes, their body changes, their nonverbals changes, and we find out that it's not anger. That perhaps it's sadness, it's disappointment, it's hurt. A good metaphor that I like to use about using anger as a defense mechanism is called the chocolate brown bonnet. Now, the chocolate brown bonnet is made by Carvel. The chocolate brown bonnet is this hard, frozen exterior chocolate, crunchy, cold. But underneath the hard chocolate is the soft, gooey ice cream. If you will, the sadness, the hurt, and the disappointment. When we think about anger as a defense mechanism, we can drill down to the sad, the hurt, and the disappointment, or the fear in the car driving incident. And when we get to sad and hurt and disappointed, we then can ask the next question, what's underneath that? And by drilling down just a little bit further, we find out that underneath the sadness, the disappointment, and the hurt is usually shame and guilt. The raw feelings that dictate who we are and how we feel, generally about ourselves. So if you think about this, anger is the top layer. Sad, hurt, disappointment, fear, second layer. Shame, guilt, third layer. And the beautiful part about all of this is that when we drill down through the feelings and we clean out the stuff, the gook, the pain, and we clean it all up and we talk about the stuff that makes us upset, when we clean up all that stuff and we share it and we make it free, then we can work on being our most authentic selves. Free of nonsense, free of pain, free of the stuff that gets in the way, and then there's lots of room in there to enjoy freedom, happiness, joyousness, to be excited by the world, to be energized, to be happy. And at the end of the day, life is all about happiness, not about pain. So thanks for listening today. If you would like to contact me, the easiest way to do so is on my website, which is www.changeispossible.org. There you can listen to past episodes of Brandler Bits, ask questions, make comments, feel free to do so. And join us for our next episode, which will be coming up soon. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Brandler, and this is Brandler Bits.